Why do some website visitors effortlessly glide through your pages and convert into loyal customers, while others navigate for a moment before disappearing? What subtle cues in their online actions hold the key to unlocking higher conversion rates? The answers aren't based on hunches. They lie within the digital footprints left behind by every visitor. This is where the insightful practice of user behavior analysis steps in, transforming raw data into actionable strategies for growth. By meticulously examining how individuals interact with your website, from the pages they visit and the links they click, to the time they spend on each element, a clearer picture of their user journey emerges. This shift, moving away from mere assumptions and towards data-driven optimization, is fundamental for any business aiming to enhance its online performance. Understanding these interactions powered by robust website analytics isn't just about tracking numbers. It's about uncovering opportunities to refine your web design, streamline user experiences, and ultimately boost your conversion optimization efforts. The power of website analytics. The ability to truly understand how users engage with your website hinges on the robust capabilities of website analytics platforms. These tools serve as the bedrock for any meaningful user behavior analysis, transforming a stream of clicks and interactions into digestible insights by tracking crucial metrics, page views, bounce rate, time on page, exit rate, click-through rate, CTR, scroll depth, traffic source. Consider this example. You're reviewing your analytics dashboard and notice a significantly high bounce rate on a key product page. This isn't just a number, it's a strong signal. It immediately suggests a potential disconnect. Are visitors not finding the information they expected? Is the page loading slowly, causing frustration? Is the call to action unclear or uncompelling? This single data point, revealed through website analytics, becomes the starting point for deeper investigation and targeted conversion optimization efforts. Without this foundational layer of data, businesses are essentially navigating in the dark. Key user behavior metrics and what they reveal. Delving deeper into website data, several key metrics act as vital indicators of user engagement and potential roadblocks in the user journey. Understanding these digital footprints is crucial for effective conversion optimization. Bounce rate. Bounce rate is the percentage of visitors who enter your site on a particular page and then leave without interacting further, meaning they don't click on any other links or trigger any other requests during that session. A high bounce rate can signal several underlying issues. Perhaps the content on the page isn't relevant to what the user searched for, leading to immediate abandonment. Slow loading times can also be a major culprit, as users have little patience for sluggish websites. Confusing navigation or a poor initial design can also deter visitors from exploring further. It's important to note that what constitutes a good or bad bounce rate varies depending on the context. For a blog post, a higher bounce rate might be expected as users come to consume specific information and then leave. However, a 70% bounce rate on your pricing page could strongly suggest that your pricing structure isn't clearly communicated or doesn't align with visitor expectations, prompting them to leave without exploring further. Industry benchmarks often place average bounce rates between 40% and 60%, but context is always key. Time on page. Time on page measures the duration a user spends actively engaged with a specific page. It's a significant indicator of content consumption and interest. A high time on page for a blog post likely signifies that users are finding the content valuable and engaging. Conversely, a low time on page on a crucial product detail page might indicate that users aren't finding the information they need quickly, or that the page isn't compelling enough to hold their attention. Studies have shown that websites with engaging content see an average time on page that is 35% higher than those with less engaging material. However, context is again important. A short, concise landing page designed for quick conversions might naturally have a lower average time on page than a long-form article. Exit rate. Exit rate, while related to bounce rate, provides a slightly different perspective. The exit rate shows the percentage of visitors who leave your website from a specific page, regardless of how many other pages they visited beforehand. Analyzing exit pages helps pinpoint the stages in the user journey where users are most likely to abandon their interaction. For example, A high exit rate on your shipping information page might indicate concerns about shipping costs, delivery times, or a lack of transparency in the shipping process. Similarly, a high exit rate on a form submission page could suggest usability issues or concerns about the information being requested. Identifying these exit points is crucial for understanding where potential conversions are being lost. Click-through rate, CTR. Click-through rate, CTR, is a vital metric, particularly when analyzing the effectiveness of calls to action, CTAs, and internal links. CTR measures the percentage of users who click on a specific link out of the total number of users who viewed that link. A low CTR on a primary CTA button suggests that the button's design, placement, or the accompanying copy isn't compelling enough to encourage users to take the next step in the conversion process. Optimizing CTA button design and copy through elements like color, size, placement, and persuasive language can lead to an average CTR increase of 28%. Similarly, low CTRs on internal links might indicate that the link text isn't relevant or engaging enough to encourage further exploration of your website's content. Scroll depth. Finally, scroll depth provides valuable insights into how much of a page your users are actually viewing. By tracking how far down a page users scroll, you can understand if they are consuming the entire content or if they are dropping off before reaching key information or CTAs. If scroll depth analysis consistently shows that most users don't scroll past the first fold on a long sales page, critical information such as key benefits or pricing details located further down might be missed entirely. This data has significant implications for content length and the strategic placement of important elements to ensure maximum visibility and engagement. By carefully analyzing these key website data points, businesses can gain a much clearer understanding of their user behavior and identify specific areas for impactful conversion optimization. Understanding user flow and navigation. While quantitative metrics like bounce rate and time on page provide a valuable overview, truly understanding user behavior requires visualizing how visitors navigate your digital environment. The user journey isn't a collection of isolated page visits, it's a sequence of interactions, and several powerful tools can bring this journey to life. Heat maps. Heat maps visually represent user engagement on a web page by using color gradients. Areas where users spend more time or interact more frequently are typically depicted in warmer colors, red, orange, while less engaged areas are cooler, blue, green. For instance, heat maps might reveal that users are intensely focused on the headline and the first paragraph of your landing page, but quickly lose interest further down. Or, as an example, heat maps might show that users are frequently clicking on a non-interactive image, intuitively expecting it to lead somewhere. This highlights a potential point of confusion or a missed opportunity to add a relevant link. By identifying these hot and cold zones, you can optimize the placement of critical information, calls to action, and engaging content. Click maps. Click maps take a more direct approach, showing exactly where users are clicking on a page. These maps overlay data on the web page, indicating the number of clicks each element receives. Analyzing click maps helps determine if users are interacting with the elements you intend them to. Are they clicking on your primary CTAs? Are they using your navigation menu effectively? If a significant number of clicks are concentrated on non-essential elements, it could indicate distractions or a need to reevaluate the visual hierarchy and prominence of key interactive elements. Session recordings. Finally, session recordings offer a qualitative lens into individual user behavior. These tools record actual user sessions, allowing you to watch how individual visitors navigate your site, where they hesitate, what they click on or try to click on, and where they might encounter frustration. Unlike aggregated data, session recordings provide a first-hand view of the user experience. For example, watching session recordings might reveal users repeatedly hesitating or clicking in a particular area of a form, suggesting usability issues with specific fields or unclear instructions. These recordings can uncover subtle pain points that quantitative data alone might miss, providing invaluable insights for improving user flow and streamlining the conversion process. Identifying conversion killers, pinpointing drop-off points. A core objective of user behavior analysis is to pinpoint exactly where potential customers are abandoning their journey, the critical conversion killers. By meticulously examining website data, businesses can identify these drop-off points and understand the underlying reasons behind them. Imagine a company offering a SaaS product for project management. Their conversion goal is to get businesses to sign up for a free trial. They've set up a funnel in their analytics platform that tracks users moving from the landing page to the pricing page, then to the free trial sign-up form, and finally to the confirmation page. Their funnel report reveals a significant drop-off between the pricing page and the free trial sign-up form. This immediately signals a potential issue at this stage of the user journey. By analyzing user behavior data on the pricing page, they might observe several patterns. Lack of clarity on trial terms. Users might be hesitant to proceed if the duration or limitations of the free trial aren't clearly stated. High exit rates from the pricing page could indicate this lack of information. Complex signup process. If the free trial button leads to a lengthy and demanding signup form, businesses might abandon the process due to time constraints or concerns about the information requested. Analyzing form abandonment rates within the analytics platform would confirm this. Mismatch between pricing and trial value. Perhaps the pricing tiers aren't clearly linked to the benefits users would experience during the free trial. Users might not see enough value in the trial to justify the potential cost later. Heat maps on the pricing page could show low engagement with the trial offer compared to the pricing details. Missing trust signals. B2B buyers often require reassurance. A lack of testimonials or case studies on the pricing page, highlighting the success other businesses have had with the product, could deter signups. Analyzing user flow might show users navigating away from the pricing page to look for social proof elsewhere on the site and then leaving. By identifying this bottleneck in the free trial signup process through funnel analysis and then using website analytics to understand the user behavior on the pricing and signup pages, the SaaS company can pinpoint the conversion killers and implement targeted optimizations, such as clarifying trial terms, simplifying the signup form, better aligning trial benefits with pricing, or adding social proof to encourage more free trial signups. Turning insights into action, data-driven optimization strategies. Identifying conversion killers through user behavior analysis is a crucial first step, but the true power lies in translating those insights into tangible improvements. This is where data-driven optimization strategies come into play. For instance, if heat map data reveals low engagement in a specific section of your landing page, A/B testing different content or layouts offers a data-backed way to discover what resonates better with your audience. Similarly, if user flow analysis indicates that visitors frequently use site search after landing on a category page, simplifying the main navigation or improving internal linking could create a more intuitive experience. Addressing form abandonment, ensuring mobile friendliness, and personalizing the user experience based on past interactions all offer powerful ways to enhance engagement and drive conversions. And remember, conversion optimization isn't a one-time fix, but an ongoing cycle of analysis, testing, and refinement. Ready to leverage these insights and implement data-backed strategies for significant growth? Aspiration Marketing will provide the expertise and solutions to help your business maximize conversions.